Appealing to emotions.
Effective persuasion often requires emotional appeal. As the Roman rhetorician Quintilian stated, it is feeling and force of imagination that make us eloquent. You can use emotional appeal to bring your persuasive speeches home to your listeners.
What are emotional appeals?
Emotional appeals, what Aristotle referred to as pathos, are intended to make listeners feel sad, angry, guilty, afraid, happy, proud, sympathetic, reverent, or the like. These are often appropriate reactions when the question is one of value or policy. Few people are moved to change their attitudes or take action when they are complacent or bored. As George Campbell wrote in his Philosophy of Rhetoric, "When persuasion is the end, passion also must be engaged."
Generating emotional appeal.
Use emotional language. One way to generate emotional appeal is to use emotion-laden words. If you want to move your listeners, use moving language. There can be a problem with this approach, however. Packing too many emotionally charged words into one part of a speech can call attention to the emotional language itself and undermine its impact. When a sudden barrage of passionate language is inconsistent with the rest of the speech, it may strike the audience as ludicrous, obviously not the desired effect. Remember, the emotion rests in your audience, not in your words. Even the coldest facts can touch off an emotional response if they strike the right chords in a listener. Develop vivid examples. Often a better approach than relying on emotionally charged language is to let your emotional appeal grow naturally out of the content of your speech. The most effective way to do this is with vivid, richly textured examples that personalize your ideas and help pull listeners into the speech emotionally. Speak with sincerity and conviction. Ronald Reagan was one of the most effective speakers in recent U.S. history. Even people who disagreed with his political views often found him irresistible. Why? Partly because he seemed to speak with great sincerity and conviction. What was true for Reagan is true for you as well. The strongest source of emotional power is the conviction and sincerity of the speaker. All your emotion-laden words and examples are but empty trappings unless you feel the emotion yourself. And if you do, your emotion will communicate itself to the audience through everything you say and do, not only through your words, but also through your tone of voice, rate of speech, gestures, and facial expressions.